A delegation of Russian scientists and indigenous leaders just concluded a trip to Barrow to compare experiences with Barrow's Inupiaq residents about the impacts of the oil and gas industry on coastal communities. The group was sponsored by Pacific Environment, an environmental organization focused on protecting the Pacific Rim. Shauna Larson is PE's Alaska Program co-director. She says indigenous people in Russia and on the North Slope share concerns about offshore development impacting their traditional life. Larson says North Slope Borough officials were interested to hear about directional drilling, a method being used currently in Russia.
It's been very neat to see a true exchange of indigenous people just, you know, groups, community, indigenous people who are saying, hey, we're impacted by this and we're just trying to live our life. We're subsistence people. We're, you know, want to hang on to our culture, our language, our way of life. All of this change is coming in. You know, how do we endure it? How do we make sure the best practices are used? How do we get through this? And just offering genuine support to each other as communities, it's an amazing connection.
The Russian visitors were from the Far East area of their country, Sakhalin Island, where oil exploration and production has been going on since the mid-1990s, and the Yakutia Republic that borders the Laptev Sea and the Arctic Ocean. The Russians, through their translator Evan Sparling, said they enjoyed the people of Barrow and were happy they were able to see a polar bear during their visit. Mikhail Trovimov is a traditional hunter. He says big development is considered an issue of national importance in Russia, but he shares the worries he heard expressed in Barrow about the impacts to their subsistence traditions.
И вообще, как в предыдущем вопросе,
I believe that, or we also have these large projects, these mega projects going on, and I believe that we need to look at them communally and that we need to understand that they're not Alaska's problems and they're not our problems, they're not Yakutia's problems, they're communal problems, they're everybody's problems.
Eugenia Saposnikov is a young scientist who said benefits to indigenous residents of Sakhalin Island have been small compared to the impacts of the huge development projects taking place there by Shell and others.
As a result of the beginning of the Sakhalin 1 and Sakhalin 2 projects, residents of Sakhalin received or had forced upon them a lot of new problems, including environmental degradation and destruction of roads.
He urged Alaskans to keep a close eye on how extraction agreements are developed to address environmental and subsistence concerns. Viktor Afanasyev is a 5-year volunteer with the environmental group Sakhalin Watch. He said one of the main goals for their visit to the North Slope was to share information about Shell and what he called their weak spots in their work at Sakhalin.
В частности, мы с удивлением узнали, что буровые растворы.
Well, one thing that we were very surprised to learn is that during exploratory drilling, Shell is intending to discard the muds and the what comes out of the well into the waters of the ocean.
На Сахалине, к примеру, мы этого уже не позволяем компаниям.
On Sakhalin, we do not allow any companies to do that.
The group finished their time in the state by visiting South Central Alaska and the Chicoloon School to compare dance regalia and traditions. Shell Alaska's statement on drilling discharge states in part that Shell and the North Slope Borough agree that the borough-appointed Science Advisory Committee will review Shell's proposed exploration drilling discharge protocol. The panel will assess all available data on discharge and will make a recommendation as to what is the most environmentally sound way of handling discharge into the ocean. Links to presentations by the Russian delegation and Shell's document entitled Discharge Mythbuster is at our website, aprn.org.